Don't you just love the fact that BP put a valve on the well, but they can't turn it off because it's too deep and robots can't reach it? And when they do, they're unsure of what to do with it because they're not sure if it'll work. So instead, they're clamping shit and put it over, you know, cases that don't work. It's ridiculous. Why build a contraption that doesn't even work? I mean, it's not like a complicated thing. We put a valve on it. We can twist this valve and it closes. But no, we can't really do that because we didn't plan on it being underwater. Like, who the fuck thought of this shit? It's just more and more incompetence. And then they, before the Supreme Court, I guess, BP execs were saying that whatever they were financially responsible for, what do they say? They say, you know, are you responsible for, you know, the damages to the fish and wildlife and the fact that they won't be able to fish those seas or the hurt? And they're like, whatever whatever isn't within reasonable or something like that. The wording's all ridiculous because, you know, BP's going to try to get out of paying anything for this fucking well damage and shit. I mean, pathetic. It's just these companies, you know, it's a corporation just fucking over people because they can't control their own shit. You know, they barely want to pay for the cleanup, and now they're not going to pay for, you know, the aftermath. I mean, that's what's going to happen here. And American taxpayers are going to fucking foot the bill here, and it's going to be pathetic as usual. I mean, what they should do is be like, oh, free gasoline for a year from BP. That kind of crap. Be fantastic. It'd teach them a lesson, too, wouldn't it? We'd all go to BP for our gas. That's how BP can pay us back, because, you know, they're not going to pay us back any other way. Just disgusting that we let these companies get away with shit like this. And, you know, they're going to, because, oh, well, you want to get reelected, we'll put some lobbyists on your team, you know, get some funds over there. It just irritates the shit out of me that companies can get away with this kind of stuff when they didn't even follow their own safety regulations, obviously, or that thing wouldn't have fucking exploded, and the valve at the bottom would work. You know, they don't even have contingencies for this. That's the best part about it. You know, they act like, you know, oh, it's perfectly safe because we have plans in place. We put some fucking flotillas in the water. That shit's not really working, is it? Good contingency plan. Fuck. Yeah, you gotta, I think there'd be a lot more strict regulation regarding safety and, what's, you know, backup plans in case of rig failure. That's what it seems like it's got to be. I mean, did it really take an accident for this shit to happen? Yeah, and that's the sad part. You know, something terrible has to happen before we make them regulate this stuff correctly. And that's where we're at now, is the beginning of the regulation of all these kind of oil rigs out to sea, especially deep sea ones, looks like. Especially ones that are close enough to our coast that it affects us. I mean, if this was in, you know, the Middle East, would we really care that much? No, because that's the Middle East, you know, but hey, it's in America, we're American, and we care. And that's what it's down to. I mean, it also, I mean, if whatever happens here, I mean, it's British petroleum, not, you know, American petroleum. So what's going to happen now is England and everybody's going to watch what happens here, and that's going to change their regulations too, you know. All of us first world countries, as you would, you know, you could put it, are going to start regulating the crap out of these oil industries until they put into effect some safety regulations that we can get behind and, you know, prevent this kind of thing from happening in the future. It's just a shame 11 people had died to prove that point.